And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say that U.S. President Joe Biden and his administration are closely watching what is happening on the streets of Chinese cities where backlash has erupted against strict COVID-19 lockdowns. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
During Monday's White House briefing, reporters from the U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby about the protests in China, Kirby replied, the Biden administration believes the Chinese people should be allowed to peacefully demonstrate.
Nothing's changed about the president's firm belief in the power of democracy and democratic institutions and how important that is.
Beijing's zero COVID policy, with its frequent and extended lockdowns and economic disruptions, has kept the country's official death toll from the coronavirus in the thousands, compared to a million in the United States, which has one-fourth the population of China. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
An Iranian general has now acknowledged that more than 300 people have been killed in the unrest surrounding nationwide protests. It was the first official word on casualties in 2 months. That estimate is considerably lower than the toll reported by human rights activists in Iran, a U.S.-based group that has been closely tracking the protests since they erupted in mid-September. And the activist group says 451 protesters and 60 security forces have been killed since the start of the unrest, and that more than 18,000 people have been detained. The nationwide protests were sparked by the death of a young woman being held by the morality police, but rapidly escalated into calls for the overthrow of Iran's ruling clerics. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Russia held back from launching a new round of strikes that have been expected against power stations and other key infrastructure in Ukraine, as officials warned of lingering energy and water crises from earlier attacks that could prompt more evacuations from the capital. The Ukrainian Foreign Minister, Dmytro Kuleba, hosting the largest delegation of top foreign officials since Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the Russian invasion of Ukraine over 9 months ago, insisted that better air defenses were needed from allies to break this vicious cycle of Russian airstrikes followed by Ukrainian rebuilding of damaged infrastructure. The foreign ministers from Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Iceland, Sweden, Norway, and Finland pledge more military, economic, and humanitarian aid as energy crises deepens and Ukrainian forces seek to move on with a counteroffensive against Russian troops. A former federal U.S. prison warden has gone on trial for allegations stemming from his treatment of female inmates in a facility known as the Rape Club. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
Ray Garcia retired from his job at the Dublin, California Correctional Institution after the FBI found nude photos of female inmates on his government-issued phone. The 55-year-old Garcia is among five staffers charged with molesting several women and forcing them to pose naked in their cells. One of the inmates testified they had intimate contact in a bathroom and said she felt like he cared about her, but then he became increasingly vulgar. Garcia's lawyer says there's no surveillance video showing these encounters, although one of the women alleges Garcia knew to avoid the cameras. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday asked Congress to intervene and block a railroad strike before next month's deadline and the stalled contract talks, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said lawmakers would take up legislation this week to impose the deal that unions agreed to in September. In a statement, Pelosi said, "We are reluctant to bypass the standard ratification process for the tentative agreement, but we must act to prevent a catastrophic nationwide rail strike, which would grind our economy to a halt." Pelosi said the House would not change the terms of the September agreement, which would challenge the Senate to approve the House bill without any changes. The September agreement that Biden and Pelosi are calling for is a slight improvement over what the Board of Arbitrators recommended in the summer. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.